To win there, he bid gang through Samaria. And on his road through that country, he came to a town called Sychar, near hond the dale that Jacob gied his son Joseph, and by the same taken no far frae Jacob's wall. He was defeat with travel, and leaned him down there at the wall side. The time was 12 hours or thereby. Belive, a Samaritan woman come to draw water. "Rax me a drop water, will ye?" Jesus said to her. His disciples had gane awa to the toon to buy vivers. The woman answered, "What? A Jew like ye seeking a drink, or a Samaritan like mysel?" The Jews has nae trokens with the Samaritans. Jesus answered, "Gin ye kent what God has to gie, and what is it is seeking a drink of ye, ye would sock to him, and he would gie ye living water." "Sir," said she, "ye hae nae a water stoup, and the wall is deep. Where are ye to get your living water frae? Are ye greater as our forebear Jacob had gied us the wall and drank it himsel, I and his sons and beasts and a'?" "Elkin that drinks this water," Jesus answered, "will be thirsty again. But him that drinks the water that I will gie him, never nae mair will he be thirsty again. The water that I gie him will become a poplin spring in his heart, a fountain o' eternal life." "Oh, sir," said the woman, "give me this water, say I may nae e'er be thirsty again, and I be trekking over here to draw water." "Gang your ways," said he, "and cry your good man, and syne come back here." "I hinna a man," she answered. "I hinna a man. That is a true word," said he. "Ye hae hen 5 husbands, and him it is we ye knew is nae husband to ye." "Ah, ye speak the truth there." "I see it ye're a prophet, sir," she answered. "Ah, weel. Our forebears worshipped on this hill. But ye Jews say at Jerusalem is the place where Abaddon should worship." "Believe me," Jesus answered, "the time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this hill nor in Jerusalem. Ye worship what ye kenna. We worship what we ken. Salvation is e'en to come frae the Jews. But the time is coming, or rather is come, when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. It is e'en sic like the Father would hae for his worshippers. God is spirit, and his worshippers maun worship him in spirit and in truth." "Weel ken I," the woman answered, "at Messiah, that is Christ, is to come. When he comes, he will let us ken about a' thing." "It is him that is speaking to you, e'en noo," said Jesus. On the heed of this, his disciples come back. They were stunned to find him speaking with a woman. But none of them speared, "What are ye wanting?" or "What for are ye speaking with her?" The woman then, laying her water stoup, sitting at the wall side, get back to the toon, for she said to folk, "Come awa' and see a man that has telt me a' thing that ever I did. Could this Abelance be the Christ?" Say they come out the toon for to see him. Mince the meantime, the disciples was hodding at their maister to eat something. "I hae mate to eat," he telt them, "at ye wat naething o." "Canonian, he brung him och to eat," the disciples speered at other. "My mate," Jesus said to them, "is dain the will o' him that sent me, till I win to the end of the work he gae me to dae. He ye know I say, either 4 months or hairst?" "Na, na, I tell ye, cast your een out o' the fields, and see hoo yaller they are and ready for shearing. Already the shearer is getting his fee and ingathering a crop for eternal life. Say it, sower and shearer may be blithe together. Aye, here tae the old freet, yen sows and another maws, says true. Aye, he sent ye forth to maw a crop but ye chewed na for. Others has chewed, and ye hae gotten the good o' their chewing. Mony o' the Samaritans in that toon had come ower to belief in him for the woman's threep, but he had telt her awthing it ever she had done. See, when they come and saw him, they sought him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days there. Mony may knew believed in him for his preaching, and they said to the woman, "We're no believing in him ony mair for what ye telt us. We hae heard him ourselves, and ken that he is in truth the Saviour of the world."